Tablet 10. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Genesis 1, verse 6 through 7. The process of progress from complete ignorance under the control of the Tamaguna to pure consciousness in this state, before the manifested world, was a very difficult one. That is what the first begotten Son went through. Because the unit consciousness would not feel any need for help, or even the necessity for progress, they had not tasted the joy and beauty of being in the state of pure consciousness. So they were satisfied with the state they were in. But God knew how wrong they were and created even greater compassion for them. Therefore, he decided to create a feasible and more orderly process to bring these lost souls to pure consciousness. He planned the process of creation of the visible universe so that these unit consciousness, through progressive evolutionary steps, would reach pure consciousness. Therefore, the process of creation is based on compassion, and the purpose of creation is to bring all lost souls to pure consciousness. With this decision, he started to divide the consciousness, waters, in the universe into many levels according to their awareness. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. The triangle upward symbolizes the hierarchy in which the consciousness had been divided. Those who are in a higher consciousness are at the top of the triangle, and those who were lost in a complete illusion of separation are at the bottom of the triangle. Therefore, the triangle upward represents the hierarchy of the unit consciousness which had reached pure consciousness, sons of God, in heaven. Then, as those who are in higher consciousness until the bottom is reached. The very bottom represents those who are completely lost. The more sentient the consciousness, the higher the possibility of reaching pure consciousness. The two triangles together symbolize the kingdom of heaven in heaven. The triangle upward symbolizes the actions taken to carry out the activities to help the unit consciousnesses reach the goal, pure consciousness, by all the elements of the universe and those who had already reached this state. The triangle downward symbolizes the universal mind, which enables the Father, the controller and nucleus of the universe, to control and direct these activities. Or, in other words, the triangle upward symbolizes actions and the hierarchy in heaven, and the triangle downward symbolizes control and justice of God. After this division of the consciousness into different levels, by using the crudifying ability of the Tamaguna, then God started to bind and crudify the consciousness, waters, toward a more solid state. As the binding power of the static force, Tamaguna, started working, the first elements of the basic five elements, ether, air, luminous, heat, light, fire, liquid and solid, namely ethereal and aerial factors, were made manifest. These two elements are referred to as the waters which were above the firmament. Those consciousnesses which in the process of crudification would become the base for creating the liquid and solid factors are called the waters which were under the firmament. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day, Genesis 1, verse 8. At this stage, those parts of the elements which contained ethereal, aerial, and gaseous factors were called heaven, sky, or the most invisible elements in the universe. The ethereal and aerial factors were created, and the second period of struggle to bring the universe to pure consciousness was finished, and the evening and the morning were the second day. From this verse on, the description of how the visible creation would be manifested is described.